news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This
hand
is
me that
Rant EM Radio.
Hand me that envelope under my bag. Yep, right there. There we go. I was on mute for a second, but we got everything worked out. Hello, everyone. My name is William D. Morgan. And wrestling to... A little tired. Busy week. Home of the Masters and all. But it's all good. I am here with you. First, 718. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Oh, no. That's Randy.
What's up, Randy? What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Good. Chilling.
Ah, man, tired week, man. But I'm here, ready to go. Everyone, welcome to this edition of the Wrestling College Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Number for you guys to call on the show, 706-993-4606. You can do what Randy just did. We're going to talk a lot of Mania, get that Mania reviewed, follow up show on Raw, some other news that happened during the week. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Follow on Facebook, Wrestling Call In Show. Indie email correspondence. I've been getting a lot lately, TWCIS999@gmail.com. Join our website, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. Randy, what were some of the things that you saw in Mania that you want to talk about tonight?
There's a lot of things happened.
Go for it, my friend.
Huh?
Go for it. What were some of the things that stuck out in your mind?
Well, let me see. Well, Brock Lesnar didn't leave with the title.
Neither did Roman Reigns.
I'm okay with that. With John Cena, B. Rusev, I'm okay with that. But yeah, a lot of stuff. So we go along with you later on.
What did you think about Triple H and Sting?
I think that was funny to me, and the fact that he destroyed WCW, I'm happy with that. That was like the final, shot.
Plus, I think too, it was kind of fair that Triple H won because he hadn't won his last few pay-per-view bouts. So yeah, you can say they did the correct thing.
But I'm also surprised that Hogan and Nash made it to the ring.
Yeah, that's true. I was shocked that you saw. I was shocked that you saw Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
He threw some punches in there, took a few bumps. So I was kind of shocked to see that as well. That was good to see. Shawn Michaels came in and ruined everything, though. I want Sting to win that match. I really want Sting to win that match. But here comes Shawn Michaels out of nowhere with the super kick.
Yeah, but you can't have DX without Shawn Michaels.
No, you can't have DX without Shawn Michaels. And you knew he was going to be lurking around somewhere at some point. You just knew it.
No, yeah. Once I saw, like, all of them, like, oh, Shawn needs to come out. Like, this needs to happen. What it makes no goddamn sense is, like, the day before, you have this induction where they're all happy family and shit.
Right.
And then you get this. So it's like breaking kayfabe to the fullest. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. What did you think about Undertaker and Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, you already know I don't give three shits about Bray Wyatt. And I was happy. I'm just happy that Taker made it out there alive. You know, that's about it. I didn't care much about that match.
Are you looking forward to him against Sting next year?
I would like just for the entrance, honestly.
And that's it.
Because, you know, they're going to go live in Dallas.
Yeah. Big Tone, what's up, my friend? Big Tone, you there? Let me have Big Tone with us. Big Tone, you there?
Reach for the sky, boys.
What's up, man?
Another day, what's going on?
Not chilling, man. Chilling, trying to get some WrestleMania thoughts out. What did you think of Mania, Big Tone?
Oh, damn. That surprised the hell out of me. I can't for it. Man, what can I say? Let's put it like this. Seth and Randy, they put on a show. They put on a show. That was good. Bray and Taker. Okay, we'll talk about that one later. That was something serious. Rusev and Cena. What can you say? We knew what would happen.
Yeah.
Now, all I can say is Suplex City, bitch. That's awesome. All that needs to be said.
That was awesome.
That's all that needs to be said.
That was awesome.
But the thing is, that tripped me out. I'm like, okay, what happened? And actually, why did they decide to put the triple threat now? If they would have let one go over, then he comes out and cashes in.
Right.
It would have been smooth. But they just did triple threat. Fuck it. Let's do it. That was. Oh, I marked out.
They pulled over and won on everybody.
They did. They pulled that up the ass. Yeah, that was good though.
And I heard, and from what I understand, and we'll talk about it a little bit more tonight. Roman Reigns' family was very upset because apparently the change took place at last minute.
Particularly
his dad, they were like pissed. But the change took place at the last minute, and dad was very, very, very upset about that. Something from me, I wanted to see Sting win. We didn't get it. Like I said, it earlier a few minutes ago. As a matter of fact, it was Triple H. He had won his last few pay per views, so yeah, I guess he had to win one at some point, and to really put the clamp or the end on WCW, I can see Triple H being the guy to do it. So in the end, I don't have problems there. I don't like the way they did it. Shawn Michaels is coming out of nowhere with a super kick, but hey, it is what it is. The scene that we got at the end of that match was just incredible, so I'll take it for that. Randy.
Oh, I marked out. I marked out when I seen the NWO coming.
Yeah.
I really marked out.
Yeah.
DX came through, and I'm like, okay, I give it another 3 minutes, and here comes the NWO.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you hear it, and here they come. I'm like, I told you.
There they go.
That shit was overbooked too. Like it was so overbooked, it's crazy.
Yeah. But it was still a good sight to see. So you can't really...
No.
So you really can't complain about that part of it. Randy Orton. That RKO was just sick. It was just sick.
It's like what I said to my brother who was watching it. Everybody, Randy Orton this, Randy Orton that. That was all Seth Rollins. Like, the way Seth Rollins, it was all Seth Rollins. All Randy Orton had to do was pull his arm out.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that Seth Rollins carried that match? Is that what you're trying to say?
Wait, you're not going to tell me that Randy Orton is a better is better in the ring than Seth Rollins?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Oh my God! Wow.
He might be dry. He might be dry as hell on the mic, but yes, he is.
Hell no.
You forget, Randy. You forget. Not too long ago, he carried Raw for a year.
By himself.
Randy Orton. By himself. Well,
when was this?
By himself.
When was this?
He carried it. What, two years ago? Two, 3 years ago?
Yeah, while Cena was out with his last injury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Daniel Bryan, they were trying to bring Daniel Bryan up. Randy Orton carried the whole show.
Yeah, he carried the whole show for a year by himself.
Nah, I never see it.
Yeah.
I see him born as hell. Well, that's my opinion. Well, you know, I'm just saying, my opinion, the last time I was a Randy Orton fan, he was in Evolution. That was about it. But the fact that people is giving Randy Orton did all this and that when the match, I saw Seth Rollins doing everything.
I didn't. To me, it was a different match to me. I saw both guys kick ass. I saw both guys perform. And I saw two guys who laid it out there.
They both showed their ass.
Yeah, they both showed out. And that RKO, don't care what anybody says.
That was one of the greatest RKOs I've ever seen.
RKOs ever. Ever.
Yeah, you got to give it up to Seth Rollins from that one.
Ever. Ever.
Man, stop saying that Seth Rollins carried that match. He didn't.
He didn't carry that match.
Saying he carried the match, but I'm saying that RKO was all Seth Rollins.
Oh, you mean because he was coming out? He was coming off the curb stomp.
It was everything. Everything. If you think about it, he did the jump. He did everything. He went forward. All Randy Orton had to do was open his arm, just like that. When what's his name? The shooting star guy. What the fuck is his name? Evan Bourne. All he had to do is open his arms and make it look like, oh, he did something.
The way he set that up, even though it was coming out of a curb stomp, the way it looked, like, yeah, it was set up, but the way he snapped on it,
Good Lord.
I ain't seen one like that since he got Shelton Benjamin. No, that was Shawn Michaels' super kick on Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, that's running neck and neck right there. Come on now.
And speaking of another issue, I did have another issue. I'm not trying to disrespect Arnold Schwarzenegger whatsoever. I'm not trying to disrespect the Terminator, but come on.
No, that was stupid.
Come on. Really? Triple H coming out there in a tournament, really?
Come on now.
Yeah, I heard what people were saying, like, about the six skulls he had in his hands.
Yeah.
They were saying that those were all the WCW people that he has defeated.
Yeah. You could put it that way. You could. He took out Goldberg. He took out Hogan.
Yep.
He took him out.
Yep.
That is true.
Yep. I just thought that was a little bad. I wasn't crazy about the Divas tag match. Particularly since it was the next to last we saw of AJ, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I wasn't too crazy about that. The Intercontinental Championship, you know, the ladder match was okay.
Dean took a sick bump, though.
He did. He really did. And I was kind of hoping Dolph was going to pull that thing out at the end. But again, in the doghouse, Daniel Bryan, your new Intercontinental Champion. That just has a weird ring to it.
He can claim himself a triple champion. Yeah, a triple crown champion now.
He can.
A Grand Slam champ.
It still don't sound right. But whatever.
I know, don't it?
But whatever.
It don't sound right. The garden gnome is the Intercontinental Champion. It don't sound right, no.
He's coming to enforce the guarantee. Last but not least, Brock Lesnar. Look, I don't care what people say. Don't care what you say. That's a bad man right there. That's a bad brother.
All I will say is, from now on, when it comes to him, Suplex City, bitch.
That's my new. That's my new hero. Forget Cena. Forget Cena. Your hero.
You see what the hell he did.
Your hero should be Brock Lesnar. And we're gonna talk.
Randy, about I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, my brother. But Randy, did you see how bad he beat his ass?
Ain't
no buts to it. Did you see how bad he whooped that ass?
But did you see how it took he went through 3 or 5s, getting went down, and every time he kept getting suplex. And every time he kept getting suplex, all he did was laugh. All he did was laugh and laugh, and yeah. I think that made him such a badass.
But you look at him, if you watch the rest of the match, you look at it when he walked out, he was holding his ribs because he got broke. He had a headache from hell because Brock put him on his head so many damn times.
And all he did was laugh. In the end, all he did was laugh.
Yeah,
a lot of people getting pissed at that. Oh, look, he can't even sell that, isn't that?
He wasn't laughing. He wasn't laughing when he went his ass to the locker room. I tell you that right now.
You damn right he wasn't.
His ass was hurt.
So I'm okay with the ending. I'm okay with it. Because the way it ended in the end, I'm okay with it. I don't mind.
I'm fine with
shit.
It didn't go the way I wanted with Roman Reigns, but with Seth Rollins in the end, I'm okay with it.
I got what I wanted.
If Seth wouldn't have came down, I think he would have did 17 suplexes, another F5, and he was done.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, again, I think Can we
blame... And can you explain to me, how is that he kept getting suplex, and all he did was laugh, and then all of a sudden, Roman Reigns just did 3 punches,
and he looked.
And this guy was already out of it.
After that first one, he looked at him like, really? Come on now.
He hit him once, and he was going down. Then when he went out again and again, he was already out of it. So I'm telling my brother, okay, I understand Roman Reigns this and that, but 3 punches, and he already had this guy dizzy and shit.
No. I don't know.
Him out of it. If you want to go look at the match again, and you're going to see that once he started, like, doing his punches, it was over. I'm like, what the fuck? Really?
Don't nobody believe it. If they believed, I'm going to steal your quote, Randy. I'm going to steal his quote, too. If you believed in Roman Reigns, there would have been no Seth Rollins cash-in.
Thank you.
None. Not a zip. If they believed in Reigns like that, there wouldn't have been no Seth Rollins.
No, the way the crowd was on, nobody was going with Roman Reigns. Nobody. You saw what they tried to do when he was coming down?
Yeah.
Update.
In his entrance? Oh,
can I be serious for a minute? Kentucky has lost.
Everybody's bracket is over. It's busted.
Kentucky has lost.
Oh, Duke Tukin
busted that ass.
And everybody said it. That was going to be the team to beat Kentucky.
And they did it. They busted that ass.
Everybody's bracket is destroyed.
Done.
No one's winning.
It is over.
Ain't nobody winning $1 million this year.
None. It's done. Cancel it.
You heard it here first. Wrestling Calling Show, Rant EM Radio, Kentucky is toast.
They're done.
Done.
Stick a fork in them. It's over. They went 39 and 38 and 1. That's over. See ya. Never again.
Oh, they should have had that. I don't know. Man. They've been playing bad all tournament with the exception of the game before last.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all good. Alright, I am back in the chat room. Matt Legend. We got nobody in the chat. Got Mr. Olsen in the chat. Got Big Tone in the chat, guys. What's going on? How you doing? Thank you for being here tonight. See, I'm just happy because Roman... Can we look at the IWC as a reason for this change that happened at the last second?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, all them. So now, let's do this. I was going to do this as a separate topic, but bump it, I'll ask you now. A couple of things. First, what do you do with Roman Reigns from here?
You build them up slowly like they were supposed to do in the fucking beginning.
You know what? I have to agree with him.
So you kind of hit a reset on Roman Reigns. So do you keep him on the main roster? Do you ship him back down to NXT?
No.
You don't send him back to NXT.
Okay.
No, you keep him on the same.
You don't do that. You build him up slowly like he was supposed to be.
Okay. All right, let me ask you this. We all know what's going to happen with Brock. A rematch will come through at some point, but what do you do with Paul Heyman until that point?
They're both going to be off until SummerSlam.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep him out of there. Don't put him with anybody, because that shit was stale. They tried that shit with other people, and they got stale quick.
No, they're not. No. You don't understand. Brock and Heyman, you won't see them until SummerSlam.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, just keep him away, too.
Man. Kind of like an incredible thing to see. But yeah. How long do you think Seth Rollins is going to hold on to that title?
SummerSlam. If they smart, they'll do it for a while.
No. Because you just seen what Brock just did on Monday. Do you actually think they're going to let him keep that shit? Come on now.
Let me ask this. Since we're going down that direction. Does this open the door for Randy Orton to have another reign?
Yep.
Nope.
He's going to have it. Yes.
Nope.
I'm going to tell you why. Because between now and the time Brock comes back, he's going to have that rematch.
But no, no. Yeah, yeah. We're going to get a rematch, but I think that's when this guy goes over.
Right.
Nah. I say Randy gets a shot before SummerSlam and he loses right back to Seth. Then Brock gets his rematch.
And that's when Brock takes it back.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knocks out at the Rumble.
And nobody just says in the chat, if Randy leaves the main roster, he's done. I agree.
Yep.
All right. Let's take a real quick break for Mania / Raw Talk. AJ Lee.
Oh no. Why?
AJ Lee has decided to retire from in-ring competition. First of all, let me get this out of the way. I have no disrespect toward AJ. I have no disdain. I like AJ, but let's pump the brakes a little bit. There's been talk, Facebook, even Diva Dirt, that over her 4 or 5 years in WWE, she's built a Hall of Fame career.
Who told you that bullshit?
Really?
Hell fucking no, man.
Hall of Fame career? It's on Facebook. It's on Diva Dirt.
Probably from the IWC. That's about it.
Hall of Fame career in four or five years.
Man, fuck out of here. Never.
Thank you. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Let's just pump the brakes a little bit, okay? I don't know her, but, you know, she seems to be cool. But Hall of Fame career? No.
No.
No. No way. She will be missed. She will be missed.
Not by me?
Well, we know who's going to miss her the most. We know who's going to miss her. And I bet you didn't know when he cried his eyes out when he found out. He dropped his knees and cried like a baby.
Mm-hmm. He put a picture on Instagram and I put laugh out loud on it.
You know he did.
That shit made me laugh.
I just think, nobody says I got to do a laugh of villainy. But the thing that kills me, don't overstate what she's done. And now I think with her being gone, it gives the way of other ladies to come up. One lady in particular will have an opportunity to come up and rise from this.
Naomi.
It better be Naomi.
It better be.
That's why I told my brother, I'm like, yo, we might see the fucking rise finding a Naomi. Look, she's winning matches back and forward.
Yes, she is.
And I think she's the next one in the line for the title.
I think she is.
That's what the hell I wanted.
Actually, I think that's true, but I think Natty's going to get it first.
Who?
I think Natty's going to get it first.
See, I still think Natty pissed somebody off in the back. I mean,
no, but didn't Naomi beat her? And then, like, you see the Bellas talking about, how they got to watch out for Naomi, blah, blah, blah.
Now, see,
I think this is set up right here.
Now, see, my thing is, I don't have any issue with Nikki Bella. I don't have any issue with Brie Bella. They're both been overblown on Diva Dirt as well.
Yes, sir.
I saw a Diva Dirt chat room earlier that people were saying they were better, that both of them has risen above Trish Stratus status. What the hell are you people?
Hell, whoever said that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. She is not even on Chris Stratus' level.
No, neither one
of them. There's only a couple of female wrestlers on that level.
No. Who are they talking about?
Bella Twins.
Oh, wait, have the Bella Twins reached Trish Stratus level?
Yeah.
I'm a Bella's fan, but hell no.
But it needs to be. Naomi needs to be there. I still think Natty pissed somebody off in the back, man. And I don't know.
She's
if
a heart. What do you expect?
Yeah. Man, I don't know if she'll see that the light of day with that title. That she deserves it, because now she's always been the best one there in terms of the whole package. Charlotte. I want to talk about that later, but I'll go ahead and bust it out now. Vince wants Charlotte on the main roster. That's being reported now. Mm-hmm. That's being reported now. That Vince wants her on the main roster. I think having her on the main roster would be a good thing. I think it'd be a really, really good thing. You have her And Paige go at it. From what it seems, her and Paige don't like each other, so that can be a nice little feud.
I say bring Sasha up and let Sasha run it for a while.
Oh, I love Sasha. I would love Sasha to be there, but she's got to hold on to that women's title over in NXT. She's got to hold on to a little bit longer. Not that they can't find somebody to take it from her, because I am a big Becky Lynch fan. Huge Becky Lynch fan.
I want Sarah to get it, though. I think Sarah will do a damn good job with it.
Oh, Sarah Del Rey?
Hell yeah.
If she wants to wrestle. Given that. Oh, yeah. That's right. Nobody did bring up a good point. And I remember Diva Dirt saying it. They said Michelle McCool's retirement was a devastating blow to the Divas division. Yeah, right.
Please. Only thing happened to her, she married Taker. That's about it.
And then that's when the Bellas took over and Totally Divas came on. Hopefully it'll be Naomi, so she definitely needs to get her due.
If it goes from the Bellas to Naomi, I'm a happy camper.
Yes, sir. And I like looking at Nikki, don't get me wrong. I like looking at Nikki, and they both have gotten better as competitors.
True.
But it's not just them.
You know, not everybody, and that's another thing what I hate. Not everybody. Wow. Since they're so high on AJ and Paige, they don't give the dues that the Bellas have. Like, you could tell the difference, you know, that they have improved like crazy.
Well, understand, though, if you go back and look at some of their interviews, they claim that to the husband / boyfriend. So don't forget that, too.
And especially Nikki. That's why Nikki gets all the, oh, this bitch is not. Why? Because she's with John Cena. Everybody hates John Cena, so everybody hates Nikki.
Surfer.
She was a bitch from Jump Street anyway.
Surfer, how you doing, my friend? Surfer, you with me? Thought we had Surfer with us. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hollywood should be calling in soon.
But, you know, she did I think she did a bitch move, though. Because, I think she kept it to herself, right? She got her WrestleMania payday. She did what she had to do, whatever. But in the end, I think if they would have known that she was going to, like, just quit, like, her man, and she could at least put someone over before she left.
No, you know why I think she left? One, I think she's pregnant, too. They already knew she was going to leave after CM Punk both out.
Can y'all hear me?
They just didn't know when. That she was going to finish out her contract.
We got you, Surfer.
She had to go through Mania because she had the belt. She had to go through Mania. Then after that, she can do the fuck she wants.
Surfer, what's up, my friend?
Who, yes, you're crying about AJ leaving?
I'm talking about AJ leaving.
No.
We're
all crying.
Who had the belt?
My name is Rage, and I'm crying.
you know what? It's okay because, first of all, most of the women that leave on their own terms, they turn out better than the ones that stick around till.
That's true. That's true.
Till they get thrown out.
That's true. Good point, Surfer. Good point. That is so true. Good point. That is so, so true.
And then when you leave on your own, you get to come back, too. Yeah. I mean, the Bellas left. And they came right back when they were ready.
They came right back when they wanted to. But we got a developing situation over in the Indies right now. Santana Garrett won the Shine Championship last night. And for those who don't know who Santana Garrett is.
That's a bad bitch.
I think she's terrible. And for those,
that's what I mean. She's bad.
Yeah,
she's bad.
She's terrible. She is like the Indies edition of Kelly Kelly. All flippy with her moves, all talking with
her. She's a pretty face, but what bad in the.
No, she don't even look that good either.
She don't look good. She ain't that pretty. And now she has two titles? Come on, man. Come on, man. And I feel sorry for friend of the show, Barbie Hayden, because I don't think Santana Garrett is going to give her a rematch. So, the Kelly Kelly of the Indies can go to hell. Anyway.
Straight to hell.
I put it on Facebook. Santana Garrett, fuck you.
She gets the Goldberg chat. I'm going to give her the Goldberg. From now on, she can get the Goldberg treatment.
From this point forward. And I thought I would never say that about a female wrestler, but saying she's terrible. How do you take a TNA reject
and put the Shine Championship on there?
And then get over a million like that. Come on now.
That's disrespectful.
She was in TNA?
That's just so disrespectful. Damn. Yeah, she was in TNA.
Words of Stephen A.
Nobody just said that Mia Yim is going to the TNA Knockout. She should debut next week on Impact. Man, I want to see her do something.
Oh, shit.
I want to see her do something. She just got out of it was Shimmer Volume 71. She did a couple of matches with Athena there, so those should be out shortly. I was just so mad about that. All right, sir, what were some of your takes on Mania?
It was entertaining enough. The only thing I thought was the waste was the whole old-timers versus old-timer doing the Sting match.
Old-timers versus old-timer.
You know he marked out.
Yeah, he did.
No, I thought it was ridiculous. I mean, you took what should have been a memorable match for the ages and turned it into a joke. I mean, had Triple H just won because he won, okay, nothing you can say. When you get all these has-beens and cripples and Hogan running that, or Hogan, you know, didn't run out to the ring. they come down, they walkers and everything. Took them like 5 minutes to walk to the ring.
Exactly.
While DX, you know, the thing about them is, who's still wishing DX was still around? I mean, the people that still wish DX still came out and told people to suck it and did the chop things. They need to get a life, move out of the parents' basement, and get laid. Because shit is played out 5 years ago, okay? Get some new Coke. Not the old, I mean, I like Coke. But get something, try a new formula for once, okay? So, you know, The Rock came out, that was cool, you know? You know he's my hero.
Yeah,
the whole thing with Ronda Rousey, well, that woman's a little bulldog. And I say that because I saw the Fast Furious 7.
Mm-hmm. Her and Michelle went at it like a motherfucker. That was beautiful.
She looked like a little bulldog in that movie. She did.
You want to surf a dog in that.
No, she's an okay-looking woman.
Ain't ugly.
Look, I have said this before. If she wasn't attractive, she would not be champion. I'm not saying she can't pug,
right.
But you know, I think MMA is no different than wrestling when it comes to the outcome. And you know, she's not going to join wrestling because nobody would buy it. Nobody would believe her ever losing to the women they got. See, that's the thing. The women that are in the WWE now. Don't argue their athleticism. They have athleticism. They wouldn't be in the ring if they didn't.
Right.
But you're not going to believe that they would beat Ronda Rousey in any kind of a fight. So, and then the one or two that might be able to actually take her on a fight, that's like, you know, one and a half people. So,
who?
What do you mean, who?
Who?
Who could really...
In the WWE right now, who is on Ronda Rousey?
Maybe Natalya might,
because she is art. And you know the thing that they...
Yeah,
do.
I mean, don't underestimate what she might know as far as maneuvers.
I mean, because she is a heart, and they do, and what are the hearts known for?
Maybe.
Submission wrestling, that's true. Submission wrestling.
And then maybe, I would like to believe it, maybe Naomi, if you got her mad, you know, because any black woman get mad, you know.
What a statement.
So that's like one and a half people.
What about AJ? She's so strong.
Oh, come on now, AJ. Come on now.
Now she could join her husband in the UFC. AJ.
You know what, though? I do want to say this. I do want to say this, and again, let me preface my comment. I don't want to say anything malicious toward AJ. I don't know her. But because of her, we lost Caitlyn. And that's an indirect thing. It wasn't a direct thing, but it was an indirect thing. So I'm sort of glad, glad to see a goal in that sense. Because Caitlyn should have went a lot further than what she did. Same reason why we lost Beth Phoenix to Kelly Kelly. Beth should have went even further than what she did. She could have put a Hall of Fame career together if not for that. So, you know, indirect, I'm sort of kind of glad to see AJ go. So,
oh, shit.
And that.
Wax is here.
Natty. Nobody says Natty is a black belt in jiu-jitsu, and Eve Torres, who is belted in jiu-jitsu as well. Okay.
She's got her belt in jiu-jitsu. Let's
yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts you had on Mania Surfer?
No, I mean, you know, it's... I got my $9.99 worth, you know.
No one said anything about Taker, Bray Wyatt.
No, he looked better than he did last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, last year, even before he lost, he was looking terrible when he came down to the ring.
Yeah.
He took that hoodie off, mm-hmm. and he was just looking so old, and you could just tell it was dying his hair. At least this year, he looked like the Undertaker.
Yeah. He really did.
I don't know. They decided to go back to the old costume and let his hair grow back. Because I don't know what the fuck he was wearing last year. That faux hawk or whatever he was.
You see what I'm laughing at, don't you?
And poor Sting. Poor Sting. After the loss, he was standing in the ring. Like he got such a big forehead from balding, and his hair standing up, and he looked like Larry Fine in the ring.
He did.
Can someone explain to me the handshake in the end? Like,
oh no! Like, I mean,
it's a WCW thing.
The handshake was
I destroyed WCW. That's it. Happy.
The handshake was the problem. He's giving Sting his props.
Yeah.
But then come out later and say, "Yeah, I beat Sting." I mean,
yeah. It's exactly. Like,
either say you respect the man or fuck him.
Right. Who says Swax was here?
Swax is in the house. He's on chat, but he ain't on. I don't think he's on the call.
No, he's not on the call. All right, if no one else says anything about WrestleMania, what would you grade it?
I'd give it a 7.
Surfer?
I'm a 7.5.
Randy?
I'm going to give it an 8.
Damn!
No, yeah, like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to.
Uh-huh. If the ladder match would have been better, and that Divas match, that was a kiss break. If that would have been a little bit better, I probably would have given 8, but with that right there, 7.
Oh my goodness. Alright. Mania review is over. Let's jump on to Monday Night Raw.
I laughed my ass off, that's all I'm saying. I marked out. As soon as he put Michael Cole up there and he hit that F5, then he went and I looked on Twitter later on. Rest in peace, Michael Cole. I'm still out laughing. I marked out like it went no tomorrow.
The funniest shit was seeing Booker T just chilling in the corner like, well, he's supposed to be knocked out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like leaning against the barricade, whatever. He's like knocked out. That shit made me laugh so bad.
All they had to do is flip the table over and it puts both those mugs out.
No,
exactly. And then you see JBL on another corner, like with head down and everything. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck?
Now,
like it was a shootout.
Now I had me rolling, but when he lifted the table over, and in the way Booker reacted,
As a matter of fact, hold on.
That was just too funny.
And then you hear Michael Cole, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do?
You know, but you know what,
he
though?
He did kind of like a little bitch, didn't he?
But you know what, though? The guy who I really felt sorry for was that motherfucking cameraman. Oh, my God.
No, but you can know that's somebody from the back. God. They're not going to put a real cameraman to take a
But whoever he was, I felt for him.
No, yeah. He took it twice, you know?
Yeah. It was two times. He took two F5s. That's hilarious.
Who the fuck is Sarita? Who is that?
Oh, you never seen her?
Oh, damn.
Oh, she got some nice tits.
Now, we also, on Monday Night Raw, get the return of Sheamus.
The chicken?
Who the hell turned that motherfucker?
The Red Rooster rides again.
Who the hell turned that motherfucker into
a... Thank you, Surfer. I was just about to say that. The Red Rooster rides again.
Who the hell turned that motherfucker into a Pokemon? Really?
I can't wait till that motherfucker start getting tattoos.
I know,
he's
right?
Fucked up.
I'm
telling you, one day he's gonna get hurt. He's gonna go out hurt because he's gotten hurt quite a few times. Like we talk about Wade Barrett getting hurt. Now, Sheamus doesn't get hurt as much as Wade Barrett, but he's gotten hurt quite a few times over the past 4 years.
And the thing that
And
the thing that kills me, when he came out there, the fans told him. The fans got on him for where he was looking.
And that's why he probably got the look. So helps with the heel turn.
Yeah.
But he's going to go out and he's going to come back covered in some nasty tattoos.
He's going to be your next Intercontinental Champion, too. He's going to be your next one.
Yeah, I can't see both mid-card belts being held by faces.
Yeah, I think he's going to be your next one. He's going to have it for a while, but I don't think D. Bryan will. I think Sheamus is going to be your next IC champion.
You know Sheamus going to have the one because they're trying to get him a new belt.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to redo it again.
Again.
Every time he get a belt, they got to redo it. They got to make it better than last time. But damn. Sheamus, really? You got to come out and look like that. Damn. Another thing I want to bring up, too. Did Byron Saxton just drop the ball or what?
Drop the ball? He's scared of it.
You're supposed to get the brass ring. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that you're supposed to show sympathy for your compatriots or whatnot, being injured, to the hospital. You're playing a Michael Cole route of being somber. But my thing is, when you got Jerry Lawler out there, Jerry Lawler wasn't concerned about none of that. He was just calling action. But
Saxton did the same thing.
But Byron Saxton, he just ruined it.
Yeah, and you heard what went down with Vince McMahon, right?
Yeah, Vince was upset.
It was supposed to be just Byron Saxton, but then they noticed that Byron Saxton was doing a horrible job. They were like, Jerry Lawler, you're going to have to go out there. Like, we're sorry, you're going to have to go out there.
Yeah, because you had Lawler originally on gorilla position for the night.
Yeah, and then they had this guy like, and supposedly, like, when the shit ended and he went backstage, Vince McMahon didn't want to even look at him in the face.
Mr. Olsen just says Sheamus looked like Johnny Foss from Short Circuit, too.
I'm watching. You know what? Check it out, fellas. I'm watching SmackDown from Thursday night, and him and Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. He does. Oh man, this dude. He looks like a damn rooster with damn hairdo.
He looked like somebody from the Fire Nation. That's what he looked like.
No, he looks like somebody from fucking Mad Max. just pale white. What the fuck did he do that stupid shit for?
Daggone shame, man. Daggone shame. Oh, I'm so angry. Anyway, I want to bring something for those who might have missed it. And I put it on one of my group pages earlier. See if I can find it. Oh, man, I have it. Oh, there it is. Looks like there's going to be a feud between the New Day and the PTP before they break up the New Day.
Why is it always black versus black crime going on?
I just felt like it was that when I first saw it, when I first saw this come out.
For those but somebody got to call out the New Day for this foolishness.
Buffoonery.
For those
this
who,
buffoonery.
For the fans turn on them on WrestleMania.
For those who missed it, I will play it right now. Give me 1 second. For those
Hi, we're the Primetime Players, and we're here today to talk to you about something that is completely played out.
New Day.
Let's start with member number one of New Day, which is Big E. You know, you gotta get ready.
Big Man, what you trying to do, drown yourself?
Oh, no, brother.
You trying to drown?
I gotta get all hot and sweaty and musty.
Come on, what are you doing?
And I gotta get ready to get these people to feel the power. I say feel the power.
Take it easy.
Man, I don't know what kind of denomination that brother's going for on Pastor, but he sounds like he got a possum stuck right here in his throat.
And you know, on top of that, he got no rhythm.
Not a jabbering, but Kofi Kingston.
He's an athletic boy,
yeah,
let me tell you
that.
He's
an athletic dude, but he got something going on with his chest.
It's that's like, genetics, though.
It's like, oh, it's sunk in like he don't do bench press. And then there's Xavier Woods.
Mr. PhD himself.
A personal hair disaster. Now, you used to have an afro.
Fresh.
But Xavier, his hair is nappy.
And you know my motto, if your hair is nappy, ain't nobody happy.
Now, we got to get into this chant. They've been trying to get people to get behind it.
We got it.
Maybe we can do it. All right, you ready?
New Day!
Listen to me.
Damn it. I ain't feeling it.
They ain't either. Alright, let's try something I know for a fact always
gets
your response. All my dogs. Oh, now that's definitely worse.
Let's do it, baby!
Millions of dollars!
See, that segment points out that all black people can do for Vince McMahon is act foolish and put on a foolish act because. At this point, you know, at least at one time, Kofi, you know, he was just a straight guy. He just came down and he wrestled. They put him in this New Day gimmick. And now he's just playing a clown like everybody else is.
Where's the NAACP? They need to go and break that thing up, man. Because this... It just ain't hitting on nothing. And when you saw the PTP just come out and start clowning, you know it's time to go. You know it's time to go.
And so, and how long are they going
to
fight?
You think they're going to try the heel turn before they break that shit up?
No.
Hell no.
How long are these guys going to fight now?
I don't know. It needs to be one. Get it. Do what I'm wrong. Be done with it.
That's it.
It's two versus three.
And meanwhile, neither group is going for championships.
Nope. At least not right now. New Day was in it for a second.
I mean, if you they brought back the Primetime Players, they got to have a championship run at this point now.
Yeah, they got to do something if you bring them back. They got to do something. Uh-oh, we got Tony C in the chat.
There he is.
Uh-oh.
I told you.
Uh-oh. Let me see what I can do to get Tony C to call me.
It's a shame. That's a big brother there. Both Biggie and Titus O'Neil.
Mm-hmm.
They should be slamming people into the mat. They should be dominant.
So you're saying that Big E and Titus O'Neil should be a team on student.
No, not a team, but they should be coming down smashing people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sheamus can come down because he's a big dude and he can smash people. Why can't those two brothers be the same way?
Right.
Because they're black, so they have to be clowns. And
let me see.
I mean, like, where's the hamburgers at? Because...
He's the hamburgers.
If you're going to be Ronald McDonald, at least bring me a Happy Meal, okay?
You could bring back the Hurricane, so he could be the hamburger.
There you go, get the hamburger. Be the hamburger. See, even Tony C said it was black on black crime. That's what I said.
Chicken McNuggets on the menu.
See, that's what. See, that's what I said. Tony C even said it was black on black crime. That's what I said, Tony. See, black on black, black on black crime.
You know it's black on black crime. I mean, come on now.
Like. That's what I said. Like, let me see. Let me say something else.
I'm waiting on Bill O'Reilly to say something because, you know, Fox News, they ready to talk about how this is bad for the environment.
Right. Let me say. Let me see. What can I? What can we say to get Tony C to call in? Hmm.
Fuck Hulk Hogan.
Just bring up Roman Reigns.
Fuck Brock Lesnar. No, Brock Lesnar. Fuck.
You get, okay. You go rattle a cage. You go call in. You go talk that shit. Right.
Oh, man. Let me see what else can we say.
Glad his ass got suspended.
Let me see what else can we say.
Oh, okay. I got it. I got it.
What?
That was bullshit. What happened in WrestleMania? That was bullshit. Roman Reigns should have gone over. That's some bullshit.
Uh-oh. Oh, he might do it now for real. He might do it now.
Give it a minute. Watch. Watch. Watch.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm going to let that out.
Let me see. Roman Reigns is the greatest rookie prospect in our era. There you go.
Roman Reigns is the next Hulk Hogan.
I hate you.
Oh, he it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen now. We're gonna hear from Tony C in a minute. I'm gonna tell you that right now, boy. We're gonna hear from him. He's gonna call in, I'm telling you.
Lex Luger should have put him over.
Oh.
He's got more charisma than Lex Luger.
Oh. You know that's Tony C's dude right there, Luger, man. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Hulk Hogan is lucky Roman Reigns didn't exist in the Starcade area. Come on, Tony C. Come on, that shit don't make you call in. What the fuck?
Oh, man. Alright, let's get back to
it. All I want to hear right now is, hey, yo, that's all I want.
He still ain't got over the fact that his boy lost the belt. That's all. I mean, give the man some time to recover. Okay, he took a bad heartbreak seeing Brock Lesnar lose the belt.
Oh, what you trying to say? You trying to say it's because Brock lost and Cena won and he's better?
No. I'm just saying I heard the pain in the man's voice.
Cena is better. Like
I heard the pain in the man's voice and seeing Brock Lesnar walk away empty handed.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Don't worry, Buckaroo.
So we call him Brock Lesnar. So right now, for what he did on Raw, is Brock Lesnar a face?
No, Brock Lesnar's been a face.
Face don't tear up the place, you know? Now, I mean, the crowd may have liked it, but right. That's not what a face does. Right. I mean.
But he was upset, though. He was angry over what Seth Rollins did.
No, like, for the crowd, he's a face. For the crowd.
Right.
No, Seth Rollins pumped him up like a bitch on national TV, and he got pissed off.
Yo, Seth Rollins is the man. You saw how he backflipped from the F5? From the suplex?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He like, nah, man, not me. Fuck out of here.
He backflips on the suplex and he ran out. That just sounds through.
Like, I seen what happened to Cena and Rings. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Oh, come on, Tony C. Call in, man. Hey, let's get on with the rest of the show. We'll get Tony C. We'll throw some more jabs at Tony C a little later. Who are some of the best challengers for Seth Rollins right now, other than Brock?
Who knew it was Randy Orton.
Anybody else?
Dean Ambrose.
Right now, it has to be Randy Orton. It has to be.
No. I say Dean.
I think he'll fight Orton first. He'll fight Reigns at some point. He'll fight Dean Ambrose.
Mm. Fight, but like right now, yeah.
He might even fight John Cena.
Yeah,
but they're not going to have him.
Hell no.
Take on a variety of wrestlers.
So you guys think he'll just be in a program? You guys think he'll just be in a program of one guy, or it'll just be stretched out over time?
It'll stretch him out.
Right.
You mean with Seth Rollins?
Yeah, Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. A couple of people. The people that... Yo, Seth Rollins is the fucking man in the ring. Like, you know the shit he could do with other people?
Yeah.
Who's on it? Well, the only person I see besides Mr. Troll here, Randy, and if they would have did it right, Cesaro.
Oh, I didn't think about Cesaro.
Vince McMahon don't see him as a main eventer, we would like to see that, but it's not going to happen.
The man's European. Forget that.
Yeah. That's another thing that we missed out on, too. Big Show wanted an Andre the Giant Battle Royale.
That's nice.
He should have won it last year.
It was going to be either him or Kane. Come on now.
Yeah.
There was nobody else going to win that damn.
Everybody thought Mizdow was going to win.
Everybody thought Mizdow. I was going for Ryback, but we didn't get that.
I picked Mizdow. I should have did pick Mizdow. I thought it would have been fun to see him win. I thought it would have been hilarious to see him win. Vince McMahon and Stone Cold Steve Austin apparently seem to be having a falling out. That's why you're seeing...
When do they not have a falling out?
I know, right? This time it's speculation due to Stone Cold asking Triple H about China when he was on the show. That's the reason you're seeing Jericho's podcast featured versus Stone Cold.
You mean
podcast.
He asked Triple H?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Why would he get pissed off about that, though?
Because of who China is and the fact she's doing porn. That's his speculation.
But yeah, I understand that. I heard the same thing. But what the fuck does that have to do with anything about him?
Well, you know, they don't want her taking it off the ass and being associated with the WWE.
When y'all saw DX out there, y'all was expecting China to come out too?
No.
Hell no.
No. You know better than that.
Hell somebody no. would have smacked Sting with a dildo. A pow!
Oh, hey.
Yes.
I got that pain out of his face and shit.
What's up?
I got some news for you.
What's up?
Did you know that they banned Scott Steiner from the fucking building for that?
Yeah, so his thing on some type of flight with Hulk Hogan's ex-wife.
Well, no, with his current wife.
Oh, his current wife. My bad.
Yeah, it was current wife.
Okay.
All right, Scott is doing Hogan's current wife?
No. They banned him. He was talking, life. Yeah.
Oh, he said something bad about Hogan's current wife.
Yeah, and they got into it on a flight, and they banned Scott Steiner from.
Oh, he was supposed to be in there the other day.
Yeah, he was supposed to be there.
Yeah, and then Hogan said, if they let him in, I'm not going to show up at WrestleMania. And then WWE's like, shit, we need him. We don't need this guy. So they banned Scott Steiner.
I tell you, man, Scott Steiner, he's a. He's the argument for steroids not being good for you, man, because he is not the—he's not the same Scott Steiner we met when he first came out and was helping his retarded brother. I mean, like, it's either that or the blonde hair just changed his mental attitude. Yeah, the steroids.
You think the bleach got too much inside his head?
Well, you know, Scott's never been scared to speak his mind. He still talks about Ric Flair and Triple H to this day about being the biggest you know what's in wrestling.
Oh no, Scott Steiner don't give a shit.
Yeah, he does not care. You don't have to pay him to talk about any of these guys from back in the day. He will gladly tell you what he thinks about those guys from back in the day. Tell you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you don't hear it. That's one thing about Scott. He can't talk for shit, but he'll tell you about fucking he can't stand you.
Oh, yeah.
The big, bad booty daddy.
I'm still trying, man. Tell me, see, man, it's 12 o'clock, man. Now it's your time to call in, yeah, dog.
I know, man. Your wife should be done with you by now.
Oh!
Well, what the fuck?
I ain't gonna go there for her.
Hey. Yeah, I ain't touching that one.
Nah,
hey, you know, it's cool. I mean, Tony C, you know, you got to take care of his homely duties first. So
that's true. That's so true. When I was when I was you know married, I had to do the same thing. So you know, it's all good. It's all good. WB may use the Elimination Chamber gimmick at the Battleground pay per view. I thought that's
okay. Where's Battleground going to be held at? And if it's going to be held outside, then okay. But then everybody, Stephanie's already said they don't like using it.
No, it's not that. It's just that a lot of stadiums, you know, they have those big things in the middle, scoreboards, and you know, holding that, have no scoreboard hold up that cage ain't good for those scoreboards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but did anybody, any of you guys check out NXT this week?
Yeah, I saw it.
Was that the worst? Is it just me? Or was it like one of the worst episodes of NXT that you've seen in a while?
Yeah, it was. I watched it this morning.
I didn't care for that Rhino segment. I mean, it was a 30-second match.
Besides the... Wait, that was the 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah, the 2 out of 3 with my guy, Tyler Breeze. And...
I think that was the best match, and then the whole thing, I didn't nothing big out of it.
Yeah, I thought the Tyler Breeze bit, I thought the 2 out of 3 falls was good, but the Emma and Bayley match was just dumb.
What did they do with Emma? Is Emma coming back out for that crazy ass music still doing that shit?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Shit. Is Bayley's gimmick supposed to be like she's like mentally retarded? I'm being serious, man.
I think that, look, she's supposed to be the girl next door. You seen it?
Wasn't that AJ's gimmick?
Yeah, now it's hers. But you seen
AJ wasn't the girl next door. AJ was the home girl next door.
There you go. But
because I'm sorry, I see, and I always thought like she was like her, she was like slow on the head. And I thought that was her gimmick.
I wanted to see. You know what I want to see? And I know I'll probably never get it, but I'm going to see Bayley turn heel.
What?
I'm going to see Bayley turn heel. I think it'd be hilarious to see Bayley turn heel. Hilarious. To see her turn heel. But other than that, I mean, you saw some of Emma's stuff. You saw the Emma lock. I thought the Emma lock was cool. You saw the Emma Knight sandwich, which was okay. But you didn't get a whole lot out of that match.
Well, who's excited about the Diva search they're about to have?
Not me.
Oh, shit.
Right, you about to get a fresh crop of women.
Not me.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you be okay.
They ain't going to be able to do it. They ain't going to be doing shit.
Yeah, you be okay. How many did you, what? In modern memory, of any of them to really make a difference is what? Two?
No.
What, Diva searches?
Yeah. To really make a...
Well, somebody. Everybody, most of the girls on the roster was in a Diva search.
Yeah, almost all of them.
But
they
what
just,
I'm saying...
Most of them didn't win.
But what I'm saying, to really amount it to be something, what, 2, maybe 3?
What do you mean 2 or 3?
Who won the last 2 Diva searches? Anybody remember?
Ashley Massaro was
Ashley
won.
Won the last one.
She didn't do
we ain't
that.
Seen that. We ain't seen that broad in what 10 years.
You see her in a minute.
No, I mean she left on her own. She decided she didn't want to wrestle no more.
She left on. She left by herself. Okay, Maurice won. No, she didn't. She didn't. Not that year.
And Maurice was the only one that lost.
She,
and look,
yeah,
she became
lost.
Something.
Okay, that's one. Wasn't Ito Rez a winner too?
Yes.
Okay. So,
Yeah, he was the last one.
Yeah.
No, so, she was the last one. The girl
she
that came out with AJ was the last one.
No. Ooh. AJ was the NXT. It wasn't
NXT. Well, same thing.
And AJ didn't win. It was
I didn't say AJ won, but
Kaylee won NXT. I thought
Kaylee.
It's the same thing. NXT at that time was the same as a Diva search.
See, man, think about it. You don't get these ladies lasting long. Okay, Candice Michelle. No.
Maria.
Yeah.
You got
Bella's
Maria.
Search.
Yeah, that's true. You got Maria. That's true, but she didn't do anything, but you got Maria. Yeah.
Melina.
Bella's was a Diva search. Michelle McCool was a Diva search.
Michelle McCool.
I still say Michelle McCool. Her first year.
Oh, Layla.
Her first
year.
Layla was a Diva search.
Okay.
Summer Day.
Summer Ray.
No, Summer Day.
Summer
Day.
I don't remember that was Summer Rae.
Never mind.
You keep moving.
Santino calls her Summer Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Santino.
I got you. She ain't done much. I mean, I'm just not thrilled this to another diva search. I mean, so few has done.
Well, they gotta have programming for the TV show.
But they need. Yeah, that's true too. If you throw them on total divas, just leave them there. I'm cool with that.
Well, no, I mean, there's no point in having a total divas show, and then it's just that you want total divas, go home. Doesn't work like that. Somebody got to, you know, got to translate.
I'm just saying that some of these ladies didn't come out. Some of these ladies didn't come out to do anything. Maurice lost. She turned out to be great. Layla turned out to be good. But some of them didn't do anything. So no, I'm not very hyped up about this next diva search.
I like it. It's another show that's gonna show women. I'm okay with it.
As long as you get the TNA, it's all right, huh? As long as you get the TNA, it's all right. Let's go over to Impact Wrestling for a second. Anybody catch Impact Wrestling this week?
Boring.
At least you saw Gail Kim win.
Still boring.
I haven't seen. Kurt Angle
and Bobby Lashley one more time. Who wants to see that?
Another time. Again.
Who wants to see that?
Bobby Lashley.
Who's champion over there right now?
He had to get his rematch.
Kurt Angle.
Oh, Kurt Angle champion?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. That's the Destination America. Kurt Angle has to be champion.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Bobby Lashley getting his rematch? I mean,
nothing. It just sucked. It was terrible.
Shit, with the sky turned. I watched AJ Styles win the title from Okada instead of watching that crap.
Oh, one last rumor.
That was a good match, though.
Oh, real quick, two more rumors. Minneapolis is still being talked about as a city for Mania 33 in 2017, and Rey Mysterio is close on a deal with Lucha Underground.
I thought he was going to sign with AAA.
Saying there's room out there saying he's close to Lucha Underground.
Oh, his boy Cody, his buddy Conan is there, so of course he's going to be there.
Oh.
I can say that because they both from my city. They both, well, Ray is cool. Conan's a bitch, but hey, I said it and I don't care.
He's really a bitch?
Yeah, he's a bitch. Trust me.
Damn.
He goes downtown to Gaslamp Porter. They don't want him in his club because he's a bitch. Motherfucker fucking all kinds of shit, not tipping, not doing shit. They don't like him down there.
Damn. That's keeping it real right there. Keeping it completely real. Alright, Tony C, come on, man. You gotta call in, man. Let me down, dude. Let me down. Please let me completely down.
I bet you he's watching Universal, watching the replay of Brock beating everybody's ass.
What'd you guys think about Brock blading himself during the main event?
When is Brock hasn't bled when he's come out to wrestle? I mean, is he blading himself every time or he just...
Yeah.
I mean, because he's always cut open or his mouth is bleeding.
Of course, because he's an MMA fighter. And you fight that way, your skin gets real tight. A good braze, your ass is going to open up. He didn't blade. Now they showed Roman Reigns. They showed them giving the tablet to Roman Reigns so he can bite on it. And Roman made it obvious. His dumbass made it obvious by putting it in his mouth. One of those times he got suplexed and made it bleed out of his mouth. And they seen the blood attack go in his hand. Dumb bastard. Supposed to hide that shit, you dumbass.
Yeah.
See, that's why he's so green. He can't even get this. He can't even get the blade shit fresh. Silly bastard. And your daddy getting pissed off because they changed it at the last minute. Well, of course, if it was me, I would do the same shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not ready. He's not. Ready. He is not going to be able to carry. If he was be Brock Lesnar,
Seth Rollins ready?
Seth has been ready.
I'm just asking, what makes him ready?
Real quick, guys. Real quick. I gotta bring somebody on to get right back to that question, Surfer. Tony C, what's up, my brother?
Let me tell you, black, that's something, okay?
I told you.
As much as you guys try to rag on me, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction, okay? You called me here to be civil. What's going on? What's going on? And I don't appreciate y'all trying to poke the bear, okay? Y'all don't have to do that, okay?
Leave his beast alone, huh? Yeah.
All right, Tony C.
I was going to take the same amount of time Brock is. I got a Brock Lesnar schedule with the call-in show. Come back to SummerSlam. I'm just playing. What's up? What's crack, man?
Chilling, man. What's your thoughts on Mania, Tony C?
All around, it was all right, you know. Like Surfer said, you got $9.99 worth of fun and shenanigans and coonery and buffoonery and everything
straight
in between.
Coonery.
Who says straight up coonery?
But, you know, I'm surprised Randy, all right, you know, him and Lee and Mofo Magic, you know. They had that babysitter's club known as the Roman Empire.
Oh.
Before it got started, didn't it? That empire was built out of plywood. That's what they built it out of.
That bitch was made out of sticks, and a bad wolf came over and blew that house down.
A big bad beast blew it down.
It will. The empire will rise again.
They ain't rising no time. Yeah, it'll rise in between now and SummerSlam. It won't be in the main event at SummerSlam. Damn sure won't. And what's this I hear Roman Reigns people mad or something?
Yeah, they're upset because...
No, that's ridiculous, man.
You'd be upset too. You brought up the whole Samoan family. And he don't win it.
Yeah.
Hey. Lex Luger had all his plans to win the title at WrestleMania 10, and then what happened? Audible.
Quickly.
Yeah.
He didn't audible. He didn't sign the contract. He wouldn't left. Went back to WCW, remember?
No. Luger was all set to win the title. He went to Bragg, the night before. They called an audible. You can't do that.
Man, my thing is...
They like to play it close to the vest in the company title, man.
So who got more robbed? Roman Reigns or
Luger?
Luger
was way more over than Roman Reigns.
Who got robbed more? Was it Roman Reigns or Tatanka?
Tatanka.
Yeah, Tatanka. They took his undefeated streak. I mean, if Roman Reigns people got a problem with why he ain't win the title, just go watch his entrance.
No fair.
Didn't nobody give a damn.
They try to push him down the stairs.
I seen people getting up going to the bathroom when he was coming.
Yep.
If you go back and watch, there's people getting up leaving.
They're going for another bathroom break.
For real?
They said, oh, above in here, piss break. they did that to Roman, and they did that to the Divas match. Piss break.
Exactly. But overall, that's what Mania was. You know, y'all hit on a lot of it. Triple H, Bear, WCW once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happened. We all on this call were pretty much alive.
Yeah.
Who last week said it was Sunday, I guess. Who said that Sting was gonna go over? Who's actually going for him?
I was going for Sting.
He should have went over.
Yeah,
he should have went over.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna go over too, but I should have factored in the Shawn Michaels effect.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I knew. Because I'm a Triple H fan from back in the days. I'm more of a WWF guy than WCW. But, like, I'm like, yo, Triple H's not going to let that pass by.
But Triple H didn't beat Sting. Shawn Michaels did.
Yep.
Yeah, but he pinned him in the end, which...
Yeah, because it's Shawn Michaels.
In the records. No, I understand. In the record books, it's going to say that Triple H pinned Sting.
We understand that, but really, it was Shawn Michaels that beat
Sting. He did the pedigree
What I don't understand is how you going to take two straight losses. You lost to Magnus, you get there, you lose to Triple H. Now all of a sudden you're supposed to believe you could be Undertaker.
Oh damn.
Triple H probably saw that shit. They probably showed him like, yo, hey, Triple H, have you seen this? He's like, what the fuck is that? Oh hell no, I'm not putting that motherfucker over.
Because he saw that match. He lost the match. He's like, oh, you lost your ass? Sorry, motherfucker. Hell no, I ain't putting you over.
I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck that is. No, hell no, I'm not putting him over.
Exactly.
This is Matt. This is a game.
Especially with that crap he did see us last night, too.
This is
Matt, just please get this bullshit out of here.
This is madness once again fucking with us. We can't get what we want because of his ass. His terrible ass.
Hold on, you just blame Magnus for something, what?
His terrible ass. What?
Hold on now.
Sting, what, you taking off of Magnus? What the hell?
Hey, man, I gotta give the devil his due.
Magnus?
What?
Magnus?
Wait. Whoa. Hollywood is Googling up for Magnus, what?
Hey, man. They put the strap on him, so, you know. Some people ain't. You know, they don't get the strap put on them. They family get in their feelings and stuff. So, everybody I'm blessed to have that going. You know, but hey, that's neither here nor there.
Now you got two straight losses on your record. Two straight. Now.
Well, you know they paid legit, and you lost to one legit guy and one guy that's a bit card.
Right.
How the fuck can you do that?
Right. At least supposed to think you're going to be Undertaker next year. Okay.
Well, you guys started talking about it. We wanted Sting to go over. We thought it was. Mm-hmm. I did. But then we factor in Vince being petty.
That's true.
And Vince buried the whole NWO Wolfpack black and white elite. Only one left for him to bury is the Japan one. We're going to bring Chono with
him. We thought we was getting Sting. We really got Larry Fine in the end.
Oh,
damn.
Man. That was TNA Sting all the way.
I have it a very good authority. Lee Champion is on Skype. So, Lee, where are you? You need to call into the figure.
So,
damn.
So, Tony C, who you taking in the new feud? Coons or buffoons?
I like that one.
I'm gonna take the coons just because they coons. And that's
the buffoons are prime time players.
The buffoons are the prime time players,
right?
No.
All right, I go with the buffoons.
Oh, the PTP are the coons.
Yeah, because they do all the hooting and hollering and all that. New Day, they just buffoons.
Are the New Day are the buffoons?
Yeah, they the buffoons, man.
Just so you calling the primetime player the coons?
Look at all that hooting and hollering they do. That's just straight coonery, man.
Well, what did you think about the promo that the primetime players did?
Man, I heard it when you played it. I said, I wanted to go... Like Dave Chappelle on Racial Draft. I just want to paint myself white. You know that white dude? You know? You the white delegation. I want to join the white delegation. I want to be traded. Anytime they come on TV, I want to be traded. They need to be on Love and Hip Hop or something.
Damn. Good.
For real.
I'm just saying,
Where's
Al Sharpton when you need him, man? I'm telling you. See, this is your fault, Tony C. You put on that Black Achiever Award now. Now Vince just feels he can put on, could just do us any old way in wrestling.
Hey, look.
Yo, this guy loves to fight about divas and shit. Like, what is wrong with this guy, man?
Who?
I'm y'all ain't talking about
swags. Wait, all you see is stupid shit about Brooke.
If you put this in the chat room or on Skype.
Oh. No, chat room. I'm looking at the chat room.
Oh, don't read what he has to say in the chat room, man. Ignore that shit.
I'm like, what the
fuck? We got a lot bigger issues going on in wrestling, like buffoons and coonery.
I know, man.
What do you think about the Ultimate Pokemon coming back on Raw?
Oh, you talking about Terry Taylor? I mean, Shane. Red Rooster. That was a horrible. He looked like a creative player on WWE.
That's his last evolved form.
Looking like a rejected member of the Five Nation, boy. Damn,
I don't know what
they're
gonna do for him, but okay.
Damn.
Whatever.
But like I said, he gonna be your next IC champ, though.
You know, some of these gimmicks and results. You just wish you could be a fly on the wall for some of these booking meetings, like to see how they just come out and stuff.
Like, it's either nobody. It's everybody just afraid to tell Vince it's not a good idea. You know.
So Vince, this is what we got. We're gonna have Sting come out in Japanese music. Yeah, let's make that work. The fuck? The hell? Sting Japanese music. Okay. Whatever. Karate Kid Part 2 feel to it. Okay. Vince, we gonna have Thriller Zombies come out with Bray Wyatt. I like that. Do it.
What? Oh, wow.
I didn't understand.
They're doing better than in TNA.
What?
Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian, they won the ROH Tag Team Champions.
When? Tonight?
Today.
Oh, damn.
They beat Red Dragon?
Yep.
Damn.
In San Antonio, Texas.
Damn. Vince, we're going to put all the colors in a feud together. I like it. Do it. We're going to have them hoot and holler and cut each other down. Set the black race back about 70 years. What do you think? I like it.
Great idea. Let's do it.
Great idea.
So you're going to have one person.
What do you got for Cena? What do you got for Cena? What?
New shorts and new shirts.
New you
got a new shirt for him, Vince. Oh, yeah. Like that.
Let's redo the U.S. title for the second time. We love it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to customize that shit. Why, man? Why?
Maybe they just think it's just a matter of time before he walks away. So we'll just give him what he wants for now. And then,
as long as this is not a spinner, I'm okay with it. Because, you know, that's to sell the title. You know, kids are going to, oh, daddy, buy me that. That's, you know, that's to make more money.
Good God, man. We book better stuff on a Saturday night at 12:30 than they book it right now. God. Randy Orton and Seth Rollins just fought at Mania. Yep. Now they're going to fight at Extreme Rules for the title. Right.
That was
Roman Reigns.
That was a sick RKO at Mania, though.
I'm not even talking about the matches. I'm just talking about the thought that goes into this stuff. Okay. Bad as, you know, I did not like Roman Reigns winning the title idea. Mm. Now what? We're going to have him go with the Big Show or Kane. What he was doing 2 months ago. Yep. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what are y'all doing?
You kind of stuck. You kind of kill yourself on that.
They blew their load with the man. Where? They pushed him to the moon, and you don't let him win the title. Now, I didn't think he was ready, but if they'd have put it on him, I'd have understood. But now, that's a wasted Rumble win.
Yeah.
Alex Riley just tweeted out, I just got 4/3/15 tattooed on my neck. 4/3/15 tattooed on my neck. He's making fun of AJ Lee.
Mm-mm. Oh, damn. I know Rage is somewhere balled up crying.
He is crying like a little. He is crying like a schoolgirl right now.
You saw my little meme I created for him?
What? I didn't see it.
I got a big ass fuck you for that.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
About the ST talent is an STD. Sexually transmitted. Quitting is.
Yeah.
That was great.
I don't think she's pregnant, though, Big Tone, because if she was pregnant, she wouldn't have wrestled the past 2 weeks. I don't think she's pregnant.
If she just found out about it, because if you look at the other pictures online, she looks like
they got a picture of baby like holding on her stomach and shit, saying we are expecting.
And you know CM Sissy boy is not gonna open his mouth and say anything.
No,
but what I'm saying is, she got it. You know, she was bed hopping when she was in the E, so.
That is true.
She just could that be Jay Lethal's baby?
That could be Danny's mind kid. Back, that could have been John Cena's kid. That could have been damn, I have the whole picture there. CM Punk. Right. It's a lot of them.
It'd be Dolph
Ziggler.
It'd be Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler. There you go.
It could be Big E.
There too.
That baby come out swing.
Oh, Hornswoggle.
Baby swing.
Oh, what's that guy from Ole? What's his name? Diego? Not Diego, the other one.
Who, the little bull?
No, the one that comes. Primo.
One of the colognes.
Yeah, Primo. Oh. It could be Primo's kid.
Tony C said the bull.
That's what I thought he was talking about, the little bull. They gotta give some. Speaking of the little bull, he need to go on that. This is show that's on Lifetime, I believe, or TLC. Mm-hmm. It's got a bunch of little people on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, my wife watches that shit.
Oh my god! If y'all ever want a good laugh, turn it on that show. And when they like the little dudes be fighting, oh my god, bro, they be so serious.
What? When fidget wrestling? Fidget,
yeah, no, they not wrestling. They like living their life, but they, you know, they fidget. Damn. But they be about to fight and stuff. Oh my god, Vince need to go on there and just start plucking.
You
want to make fun of something?
Let me ask you guys. Let me ask you guys a question. Worst Sheamus moment? Sheamus running out with Nexus or Raw?
Yes.
Coming out on Raw.
Running out on Nexus?
Yeah, that Nexus shit was hilarious. Cena!
You seen Cena? I didn't read on Friday. I didn't read that. No.
Get your ass in this car, boy. No. Come on, here, mess with these folks.
That's how he was. He's out of there, bro. Out of there. Go ahead.
We were talking about too. You know, AJ's leaving. Who do you think is going to be Seth Rollins' next opponent, Tony C? Other than Brock.
That's it. Randy Orton.
Okay, you said Randy Orton. Okay.
And you know that. Randy and Lee and Mofo Magic Boy gonna get a shot. They gonna get a chance to hold up their Roman signs.
Hey, yo.
In Baltimore.
Believe that.
He probably gonna get that match at Payback. So.
Believe that.
You know. I'm sorry, Randy.
Shit, you know what?
I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, Vince. You know, he want every Samoan to be the Rock. Everybody can't be that cat, man.
Yeah.
They can't be him, man. Yeah. I just watched Fast 7. Some of the stuff he was doing.
Told you, the Rock, man. He's my hero. He's a superhero, man.
Well, we know that.
Oh, shit.
That motherfucker, man. She hawked out like a, you know, that was the incredible balk and shit. He just like said, it's time to go to work. Balked up and shit.
Let me tell you this.
If you know like I know, your hero will stay the hell away from Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 32.
You know what? He's a lot bigger than he was the first time he fought Brock Lesnar. He's ready for him now.
I don't give a damn.
You see how big he is? You see how big he is in Pain and Gain?
Look, if Cena hurt him at 29.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but that's so, old shit. That was a couple years ago. He got bigger since then.
Okay. And when you be sitting around, they be hearing news talking about he can't shoot Black Adam or something, you be mad as hell.
He gonna shoot Black Adam first, but...
Well, he won't be in Fast 8 because he didn't have messing around with Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar knocked down Roman Reigns too. It is gonna be a Fast 8. Vin Diesel announced it on Conan.
What day was this?
It was one day last week.
Was it Wednesday?
It was on Conan or Jimmy Kimmel, one of them.
Was it Wednesday?
I don't know the exact date, but it's out though.
Because if it was Wednesday, you know what that means, right?
What's that?
What was the date?
It's been reported. Yeah. They set it up. 8 is coming. They're going to do another one.
Yeah, because they just signed the Friday Night Lights quarterback guy that was in this.
Lucas Black.
Okay. Yeah, he has signed on to do the next one.
So. Okay. Well, I tell you, man, Jason Statham, he was full on transporter in this one.
Hey, he was whooping ass. He whooped some ass. But I like.
I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Oh, you have? You ain't seen it?
Nah, I've been working. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Well,
yeah, that shit
gonna be number one with a bullet.
That shit going to make close to $150 million.
Sorry, Kevin Hart, wherever you at if you're listening. Get hard. Bye-bye.
And they got Sean... Livingston, that's how you say, grabbing Dirk Nowitzki's dick.
I was listening to a review, and they pointed out something about the fact that when did those motherfuckers learn martial arts and shit?
You don't never see them training. You never. You're right about it. It was something else. Matter of fact, I wanted to expand on this about that franchise. So, Vin Diesel. Why Paul Walker and his old lady don't never get married, but she just popping out babies. She's a fucking slut. He can't make an honorable woman.
How do you know they didn't get married?
They ain't married.
How do you know?
They ain't married, sir.
How do you know that?
Kevin Heard in the movie, in the plot line. Damn.
Just because they haven't did it on camera doesn't mean they didn't get married.
Yeah, but you would think like that would be something they would like to mention, you know?
Bring to the light. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
Yeah, like, hey, we don't have to see it, but let's say we see a ring or we see like
maybe
some
that's
shit,
what,
you know?
What the deal is with 8. If they have an 8, it's like, okay, they're married and they don't left and they're not doing this shit no more.
Oh my God. Surfer, if they do, what we're saying is it should have been brought to light earlier, popping out babies. That's all I'm saying. Right, hey, from the law.
When is Tyrese and Ludacris going to get married? That's what I want to know.
Ludacris already married.
Talking about they got a homoerotic relationship going on. Somebody should have been trying to get with them. Damn, I can't sit. I don't want to spoil it for Big Tone. But
old spoiler.
Hot as hell. She was hot.
Yeah, she was in a publishing surfer.
Nothing. You know, she's like British. She's a British actress.
She's a Brit. Yeah, but she's been in something. I remember seeing
something. No. Wasn't
might have been just a regular television.
What the fuck is Will?
I'm right here.
Oh, I'm like, you mad quiet.
I'll tell you what she's been in. And then you tell me if you saw it.
I'm going to say this, though.
Somebody bought a Rusev.
She was on Game of Thrones. Did you watch that shit?
Somebody got a Rusev what?
I've seen it one time. Somebody in chat room, Matty Legend, was talking about Rusev.
Oh.
Russian Goldberg is.
Russian Goldberg.
Yeah, I'll give you one thing.
You know not to mention that dude's name in my
Rusev entrance was the shit, though. I'm not even going to front.
All that money, and he took one AA.
Had those motherfuckers. Had the motherfuckers goose stepping down to the ring and shit.
Yeah. All
he
that.
Had soldiers. This bitch come down with the title with a mink on the and shit. Was, motherfucking soldiers, on a tank. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
The soldiers was goose
stepping. And then you lose.
One I heard to the grapevine next year that Triple H is coming out in Zords.
Oh, that shit was funny. Terminate.
Man, that's Manny. That motherfucker's gonna be in Angel Grove and shit.
Yep. They was in California. You hear
fucking Triple A call out the fucking Dragon's Door.
Game the Cerebral Assassin's Door.
No, it'll come out whatever movie they got to.
Ain't none of Power Rangers never fought at night except for once. So that would have been perfect. That would have been a perfect spot.
Now, whatever movie they got to advertise, they advertised two movies at WrestleMania this year, and whatever movie they got to advertise next year, though.
Damn.
Ready to come out with, because...
You know, I sat down with my daughter, and we watched that Flintstone shit. What, that was horrible, man, compared to the... To the what's it called? The Scooby Doo? Oh my god, that was horrible.
I ain't watched that crap. So
like I sat down with my daughter and let's watch this shit. And then I'm like, oh my
Batman,
god.
Superman is next year. Uh oh. Yeah,
that's next year movie. They're gonna be in
Triple
Gotham.
H coming out.
They're gonna be in Gotham
next
City
in the Batmobile.
They're gonna be in Gotham City next year.
Don't
bite your tongue on that one, man. Can't be coming out of no Batmobile. You fucking crash that shit.
They're going to drive right in. Cena came in that one year in that Mustang.
Cena.
They had somebody drive all the way in with him jumping
what
in.
That 25, what that 25? What that 24 or 25?
23.
They going to put...
That's 23?
You can't be trusting Triple H to drive the Batmobile, man. That's... No.
They're going to put that immortal suit on John Cena. He going to be Superman.
Yes.
Do you watch, let's say, the DC animes, too?
Yeah, I watched Batman versus Robin the other day.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. What do you thought of it?
Hey, you wanted to ask me, call my show tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes. But for real.
Any comic book fan, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're on this call list, if you don't have a PS4, you better go get you one before June 23rd.
Oh, man, that new
PS4? What game? Oh, my God. What game, Tony C? What game?
Batman Arkham Knight.
Okay.
No, but you talk. But did you see the PlayStation 4 coming out with it?
Yeah, you get a Batman.
With the Batman logo on that shit? Oh, my God.
You get a Batman logo.
I'm thinking about selling mines and getting that shit.
Getting that one?
Oh my god, that shit is beautiful. Because I'm a big Batman fan.
I didn't know. I would have waited.
The whole thing that made me mad.
Get a bundle.
The whole thing that made me mad about that Batman series, particularly that last Batman game that came out before, you could have got all the suits or whatnot, but you had to go through the whole game with the first suit before you can wear any of the other suits.
Well, Arkham Origins was separate from Arkham City.
Right.
So that was done by a whole different production. Crew. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's jacked up. Matt Legend says PC is the best.
PC?
Yeah, PC is the best.
I can't play on PC.
The PlayStation 4?
All you gotta do, though, is get you one of those Xbox 360 controllers for Windows, plug that mug in, you good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see a lot of people doing that, too.
You good to go.
But I ain't mean to get all the rest, topic. But
no problem. We talk about everything.
We just talk about Batman.
Yeah, we talk about everything on this network. Everything on this network.
You were talking Batmobile and Triple H. So.
Man, they're going to put John Cena in that Immortal costume. He ain't got to wear a suit, man. They put him in an Immortal costume.
I'm surprised he ain't got in on that Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
You going to get a check. He getting some, and you don't see him in one of these movies.
See,
If they could put Batista in, I know he'd get a role somewhere.
I'm John Cena, damn it.
He got more charisma than Batista.
I'm John Cena, bitch.
Yeah, but the difference is, see, Batista can play a secondary role. Where John Cena, he has to be the star.
Yeah, he is playing a secondary role. Cause
well, he can take over for Hobbs in Fast 8. There you go.
He can.
If The Rock can't do it.
Yep.
Make John Cena the Hobbs character. There you go. Everybody happy.
There you go.
Now, you know what I mean?
Speaking of Bautista,
speaking of The Rock, man. Is he ever going to have any black kids in any of these movies he do?
Mulatto.
Is he going to have another black wife?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, well,
he did hook up with Janet Jackson, though, in one movie, so.
Yeah.
The Rock was in the Tyler Perry flick.
He was.
Come on, Rocky.
He was.
The fuck? What movie was that?
Why did I get married too?
And I thought that was kind of wrong after old boy died, and she was causing.
Waste no time.
She ain't waste no time, none. And then she was the cause of the whole thing in the first place.
But you know the thing about that scene, if you watch it, he blew that stop sign. In real life, he was blowing that stop sign. That was so fake. Did you get hit by a freaking U-Haul? Come on, man. I guess. With that being said, yeah, y'all Roman Empire can't do the stuff The Rock. I'm sorry, man.
We'll get him next time.
Damn. They sound like Chicago Cubs. it's one of them franchises that don't really never win nothing. Been a long time. It's always next season.
New York Knicks. Chicago Cubs.
New York Knicks fan. New York Jets fan. I'm sorry.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Sorry, Swax.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're going to win for a minute.
Because I'm saying, though, man. I'm rain. Sorry, man. It's like Eddie Kane said in Five Heartbeats. If you're too young to remember that, sorry. You want my spot, Flash, huh? You can't
you
have
be me?
You know why? You ain't got it. You gotta
Swax.
Have it, man.
Sorry, Swax, stop adding me to chats on Skype, okay? I'm not trying to get into it with you.
Okay? Oh, my God. Why is Swax not a... Okay, he has a band. He's been held in the bands. He like the WWE title. Okay, my bad.
He's been held up in the bands.
Held in the bands.
He's in the bands right now.
I could picture his face like when John Cena got that three count.
Oh, now, if Swax is that big of a Rusev, Mark, then no. A lot of us... be trolling on him. We understand the entertainment aspect. If he really thought
but you don't know, he could tell like he takes this shit to the heart.
Come on now. He need to go hang with Rage and call him the Rage. You know.
And he need to call Freaks and Epic Geeks and let him go get near the end of that shit.
He says
this
that
fool he probably cussing out the TV and everything.
He says it's a shame that the best top heel in wrestling got destroyed like that.
He
didn't
get destroyed.
Don't get this guy in. Don't repeat what he says. It makes no sense. Okay.
Rusev didn't look weak though.
Nope, he didn't go. He didn't go out like no punk.
No,
he took that stunner like the Rock.
Yeah, he did.
Flipping everything.
Yeah, he did.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that when John Cena pulled out that stunner out of nowhere.
That joint was ugly.
Yeah, you thought it was the Rock that took that shit.
That bitch was ugly as hell.
I'm gonna give Cena his props. He pulled it out, man. That's a nice little
because that stunner America was at stake. Okay.
Got to pull out all the stops.
He had to fight for liberty. Freedom.
Only
justice.
Only in America.
That's seven moves he got now.
He should have that motherfucker come down on a fucking jet and shit.
That damn stunner was ugly as hell, though.
Don't do him like that.
It was ugly. I'm sorry.
Give him his props.
It was ugly. It was innovative. I give him that the fact it was innovative, but it was still ugly.
I think if he tried, he can pull out about 15 moves if he wanted to.
Yeah, I'd be slacking on Cena, yo. Cena can't go, man.
Come on now.
I'm not saying
Don't get too ahead of yourself.
I didn't say.
No, I'm just saying.
He ain't caring nobody.
I used to be the same way. I didn't like him. Oh, he only got this much moves, blah, blah. And then I saw him wrestle Edge, and I'm like, yo, this guy, the guy's good.
Shit.
Matt, when he first wrestled Kurt Angle, and Kurt put them things on him, they made him look like he could wrestle. But after he whooped his ass, I'm trying to hear you.
In the words of Eddie Murphy in Coming to America, good and terrible. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know that movie.
In the words of Matt Legend, Cena equals truth, justice, the American way, and the 10-week body challenge.
The U.S. title is now finna be main event pay-per-view. Now that's gonna be the key. Who is gonna close out Extreme Rules? I don't wanna see this.
I bet it's gonna be John Cena.
It'll be the world title. It'll be the world title.
Somebody said Daniel Bryan.
Especially if he's fighting Randy Orton.
Who said Daniel Bryan?
Oh, that would be too funny right there. Seth Rollins need to go slap everybody if you don't close out the show, bro.
Straight up.
It's one thing Cena close it out, but if the IC title close out the show, oh my God.
There's some issues.
What?
Why would it be an issue?
Why would it be an issue? Come on.
No, man. I bet it would be some issues.
No, really. I'm being curious here. I know it's stupid, but why do you think it would be an issue if he didn't even close the show?
You can't have Daniel Bryan closing that show.
You can't, especially when you just put the belt.
You just put the belt on Daniel Bryan.
Look what Sax put. John Cena equals self-centered, selfish, egotistical cookie. Oh, cocky. I'm like,
you said cookie.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn. That's what I was like, what the hell?
Well, what you call it, closed out SmackDown Friday, Thursday. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the troll did. We got his ass.
And he lost.
He lost a non-title match.
Yeah, it wasn't that. He lost because he got bull hammered outside the ring.
Oh, yeah.
And got counted out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to get stitches.
Oh, no, yeah. Supposedly, this guy was like, he was being mad stiff. And he was getting heat for that shit.
You don't want to suffer.
There was a lot of blood on Bryan's face when he got bull hammered.
But Seth Rollins, man, if you going, because I guess the deal is to build toward him and Brock, you got to build him up. Mm-hmm. You got to let him close out these papers. I'm sorry, John. You going second to last. Come on, man.
Brock ain't coming back until next WrestleMania.
That's what I'm saying.
Brock will be back at SummerSlam.
The hell you say next WrestleMania for?
Well, if you got a deal like that, if I'm Cena, I want that deal. I don't even want to be on TV no more, bro.
Can you imagine?
I want, bro, if I can get in the business and last as long and get a Taker or a Brock Lesnar deal, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. You know how much longer them guys are going to be like surfing, be saying?
I don't think Undertaker has a deal at this point. I just think he just gets a WrestleMania payday.
He may be on a handshake deal.
No, I'm saying he gets whatever they would give him for WrestleMania, and that's it.
But he get a pay.
No, maybe so, but I think Vince McMahon gives him something on the low, because that's not like his fucking son and shit.
And you remember he worked for Vince for a long time on that.
Yeah, that's like his kid. I'm pretty sure he gives him something. He's not gonna fuck out of here. I know he gives him something.
Taker could have left at any time.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah, he could have.
Let's say he went back to WCW. What he would have been? He would have went back to being Mean Mark, because he couldn't use the Undertaker gimmick. So,
yeah, that's true.
What was it going to call him?
You could call him Seven.
The Overtaker.
Skyscraper.
Some form.
Yeah, like I said, the Overtaker.
But at the end of the day,
I mean, because that's what WCW used to do back in the day. When they would get WWE guys back and wanted them to keep the gimmick but couldn't keep the name. So the Big Boss Man went back to WCW. He became the Boss.
Right, yeah.
And instead of going back to being Bubba Rogers like he was before. And who else?
I'm just saying. These guys that work a long time, you can get a good deal, man, and preserve your body. I don't hate on them, man. I really don't.
Well, come on now. When you're old, man, you don't want to be full time when you're old, man.
Right.
But 30 something ain't old though.
For who? Brock Lesnar?
For Brock and Taker when he was in his 30s. You wasn't wrestling full time.
Yes,
like
he was. Yes, he was.
Well, I'm talking about like
when he was in his 30s. He was wrestling full time.
30s when?
What do you mean? Then when he was full time? How old is he now? How old is he now? He's like in his 50s, right?
Taker.
Yeah.
Somebody say he could call Soul Taker.
Yeah, nah. So take
a either way. Like Kane. Kane shouldn't be up there.
Yeah, he's 50 years old.
Okay, he's 50. Okay.
So 10 years ago he was wrestling full time.
16 years ago.
Kane is 47.
Uh-huh.
He's right there.
Damn.
Old fucker.
Damn. Cena's how old?
Cena's 37.
Yeah.
Cena
and Brock. Orton is about what, 36, 37?
Yeah, he's like
37.
All right, guys. It is 12:52 in the AM. Easter Sunday is officially here. Happy Easter to everyone who celebrates it. Let's get your final thoughts and opinions out there. Get the network lineup done. And then we'll be out of here for this week. Randy, what are your final thoughts in closing, sir?
My final thoughts. My final thoughts is, AJ fans, it's okay. Don't cry. Maybe I see her some other day. Maybe I see her in TNA. Or maybe she go to UFC to join her man. Who knows? She could like beat up Ronda Rousey, and that could live happily ever after. Shit. Yeah. Too bad. That's all for today.
Uh huh.
Sir, for what you got, man?
What I got? Mm-hmm. I just hope nobody steals any Easter eggs tomorrow, man. You know.
Oh no!
Yeah, no stealing from kids.
Yeah. Tell me,
you know that person is.
I know you got your brand new Easter suit ready for tomorrow, and that's cool. You and the wife going to church, or you just going out? Sir.
I don't have an Easter suit, sir. That's the old young. That's when I was younger, man. But that joke.
All right. Let's head on over. Big Tone, what you got for us?
Well, sure, I knew that. I'll add the new one next week, but fuck Goldberg. And bye bye, AJ, you sorry bitch, you.
Man, it still have to be all that. Come on now. That ain't right.
Oh my goodness.
Well, shit, then why is everybody saying that she has a Hall of Fame career in 4 years and she ain't done shit?
But sleep around.
Who says she won't be put in the Hall of Fame in 10 years or whatever?
For what? She ain't done shit.
How many times she won the championship?
Three. Twice. Oh, three. You're right.
Okay, well, it's Hall of Fame
and
enough.
She was just there to hold it up because they had nobody else.
No, they had other people they could put the belt on.
Bullshit.
And then, the way the people was acting, it was acting like it had to be AJ or nobody else.
That's why they bring Paige's pasty ass up, and she did her thing, and she's still trying to do her thing, because she's still pasty.
Paige only had the belt while AJ was away.
True.
Yeah. Then they gave it to Nikki Luger.
Nikki Luger. Nikki Luger, I love that one.
I'm waiting for Naomi to get her title run. I mean,
that's what we all waiting for, man.
That's what we all want.
She can't get it off Nikki Luger.
She did that little thing putting Natalya's head through the mat, man. That was a devastating move there.
All right. Watching too much Harley Race.
Let me head on over to Tony C. Get his final thoughts.
Well, she got some strong thighs there, you know?
She needs to double put that title facing backwards.
She'll be doing double A spine buster.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when Ziggler's come out? Like, she needs to do that shit. Put the title, like facing backwards on her ass. That's the first thing. So that would be the first thing we see.
Yeah, nah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me head on over to Tony C. Tony C.
Appreciate you having me on, Will. Want to say that I had a great time talking wrestling with you fellas, and just want to say, as long as that empire stays down, I'm good. Only empire I want to see is got Terrence Howard and Taraji P.
Yes, sir.
Straight up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Nikki Luger. And it's a lot of gold in that Cena household. that's pretty much all I got to say. Damn, Triple H.
Oh.
Big tone. And the NWO will wipe the floor with D-Generation X.
No question.
Anybody got a question about it, go back. Watch the footage. They threatened to take the whole company.
They will slap the piss out of the. They'll slap the piss out of the D-Generation X. Come on now.
Exactly.
And whoever said they don't, they need to be slapped. Come on now.
Well, Vince said, you know, some people think DX. You know, and I'm not talking about the NWO with 50 people in it. Talking about the one that had Hogan, Hall, Nash.
You looking at the chat? What they put in?
If they did put it in there, tell them to challenge me on it. Go look at the numbers. DX, I give them their props, but the parody and everything, the Horsemen, NWO.
Oh, that. They can't fuck with them.
Nope. Oh, notice, yeah. No, somebody.
Although the Horsemen parody was better than the Second Nation.
I'm gonna get to this, and then I'm gonna go to Big Tone to finish up. So, talking about AJ being all. Someone said, so that means JTG is going in, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ! You have to get
some coons.
Let's not compare the guys and the girls. Just because AJ could go in the Hall of Fame one day doesn't mean that everybody who has the same length of career can go in. And y'all need to stop putting this weight on who's in the Hall of Fame and who's not. It's just a TV show.
Okay.
Yeah, I never thought about Hall of Fame.
Okay, sir. For how do you like your TV show? Do you like your TV shows where you know people that's going that deserve to be on there, or people that just come out of nowhere and get in?
Yeah, I'm not sitting there thinking it's a crime that this person is in and that person isn't. It'll all wash out in the end.
All right.
So,
Big Tone, finish me up now.
Fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg. End of story. Next.
Yes, sir. 187-1.
Santana Garrett. Fuck you.
Oh, that's that. Thank you.
Fuck you.
Fuck Garrett. Santana. Fuck Garrett. Fuck Garrett and Goldberg. Period. Next.
Goldbum.
All right. Let's go over the network lineup very quickly. Then we'll jump on out of here for the night. Check out rentamradio.com. Live every Monday at 11:15 for Freaks and Effing Geeks. Right after Raw. Check that out. The Rant live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. 400th episode will be this week, Tony C?
No, sir. Next Tuesday. The 14th.
Okay, the 14th. Check out every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Double A, Tony C. Turnbuckle Throwbacks from my man, Phil Rea. Phil. Every Wednesday at 9 p.m. That Awful Podcast will be on. I'm sorry, and I missed that one. Every Monday at 7 p.m. Check that out before Raw. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. is the Rexplex. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. it is Rant and Wrestling. Every Saturday night is this show, the Wrestling Call-In Show. 7 p.m. with yours truly, William D. Morgan. Every episode is every new episode every week on the Lex Entertainment Podcast. And What Are You Reading? Comic Book Show will be live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Swag, stop sending me messages, dude.
With Jordan Cobb and Surfer.
With Jordan Cobb and Surfer.
My name goes first, motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't say that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, if it's like that, then it should be...
You want to get a New Day beat... Obviously, you want to get a New Day beat down.
Oh.
Not a New Day beat down. That mean the beat down ain't going to go over well. And it won't last long.
Dude. It'll be short and sweet. About 3 minutes, and that's about
it.
That's not a beat down, that's initiation.
You're going to have to feel the power.
Surfer, I'm about millions of dollars.
You about eating fudge, that's what you're about.
No, sir. You talking about him. don't do the Black John Cena like that. Don't do him like that.
Oh, God. All right, guys. That's going to
grow that afro back, Surfer. You know what happened when he grow that afro back.
Oh.
Black John Cena.
He'll be the Cena's mystery partner on Raw, so.
Put that Q sign up and bark.
There we go.
That's what he
All right, guys.
What football team did Titus O'Neil used to play for? Try to play for?
Florida Gators.
No, I mean pro.
I don't know.
He never got drafted.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't think he made.
I think he did get drafted.
He probably get a microphone. Got in and got out real quick.
Maybe. We'll look it up and see. All right, everybody. I want to say thank you for being here tonight. I want to say, hey, chat room, thank you for being here. Everybody, appreciate you being here. All callers, all chatters. I will see you guys next week at 11 p.m. Eastern. Everyone, please take care.
This goes out to all the wolves in the streets and in jail. Yeah, it was your man, Big L, 139, danger zone. I got my man Tommy Gibbs and Coleon with me. Check it out. Bust it. Hey yo, I just left the studio and it's about 2 a.m. I just finished doing a song. Now I'm ready for sleep. But first I want spaghetti to eat. And it's a good Italian restaurant right up the street. So I jumped in the Jeep, stashed the heat under the seat. Then I got a beat. My voice is hoarse, barely can speak. I called back on the cell. It's Cody, mad as hell. He told me to listen well as he started to yell. I just seen Mike and Ben with your wife and a friend. And they just got a room at the Holiday Inn. It's my wife, you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. I saw the horse soon as she walked through the door. Yo, say no more. Which one? The one in Jersey, son, right over the bridge. We gon' hurt those hoes. And hurt both of them kids. Now I'm in the range, switching lanes, doing the fucking change. I can't wait to touch them lanes and them fucking dames. Reach the destination, grab the heat without no hesitation. These niggas fucking up my reputation. I
saw Cody Young holding a chrome ice grill, looking like he had a license to kill. And he had somebody else with him playing the cut, looking like he can't wait to start spraying shit up. Yo, who that in the background?
It's Tommy Gibbs.
Oh, I didn't recognize you with your hat down. Son, you ready? We got this whole shit mapped out. I hope you ain't scared, it's no time to back out.
And we gon' take the back route and pull our gats out and throw our mask on. We ain't leaving till everyone's dead and all the cash gone.
We gon' get our laugh on when we through, but right now we got a job to do.
So let's do it.
Yo, I stepped to the desk clerk, put the gat to a dress shirt, told her listen up before she get hurt. They just walked in, party of four, two chicks, two males. What room they got? She paused and said 212. Took the steps, now I'm out of breath. I gotta stop smoking, them cigarettes gon' be the cause of my death. My heart beating fast now, cause it's about to pop off. Saw the door, let the Glock off, saw the lock off. Took a deep breath, then ran inside at a quick pace. I felt disgraced, I should've shot that bitch in the face. Then my other two niggas ran in, each had a cannon, ready to take care, who we been planning?
These two crab cats, we know they hustle upstate.
We know they got stacks, cause they don't fuck with nothing but weight. We got the cuffs and the duct tape and put it to use. Then told them when this is over, we'll be letting them loose.
Then I kicked Mike in his face and watched his head jerk back. You wanna live, then tell my nigga where you stash the work at.
He gave me the address, then I ran outside. But first, I took the keys to his van outside. And when I got there, I found 50 keys in a stash, 100 pounds of grass, and 2 million in cash. I was dumb glad this shit didn't fit in one bag. So I got three, filled them all up to the T. Then put the bags in the van, then I locked the trunk. When I got back, Cody done popped them pucks.
Hey, yo, fucking L, we might as well pop these stunts.
Now that's four bodies, two out of towners and two hotties. And after that, we ain't sleep for 3 days. We hit the PJs, split the money three ways. Now we all laughing hard, getting nice and weeded. Celebrating, nigga, heist completed.